This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week ending January 26th. So the information gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine is for the week of January 22nd to the 26th. And here, as usual, representing Talkers is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, to go through the list of people and stories that have made it this week. So I'll step aside, Michael, as your congenial host, Doug Steffen here, giving you the entire floor. You have the whole thing. Mop it up.
All right, well, I'm going to start with a dance number, and then I'll move into the spotlight and sing.
You've been watching that MVP show.
Yeah, you know, remember those old variety shows where they had the June Taylor dancers, and production numbers, and then Jackie Gleason would come out and slip on a banana peel or something. I'm really dating myself.
Yes,
but,
you are.
Yes, folks, there was once a time when television was live, and it was like a Broadway show.
Well, that's
show.
Why I made mention the MVP show. That's the thing that started this week that has LL Cool J entertaining or bringing in a bunch of football players who do other things than play football. And it's supposedly a precursor for the Super Bowl game, but it was pretty entertaining, actually. You look at some of these guys and think all they could do is pump iron and throw a football, and there's some interesting talent there. All right, speaking of talent, you're very talented, Michael.
Okay, let's run through it. Here we go. Okay, enough of this wanton jabbering.
Yes.
At number 10, we have Super Bowl 52. People are talking about it. At number 9, the Oscar nominations. At number 8, North Korea nuclear threats. At number 7, Pence in the Middle East. At number 6, Nassar sentenced. At number 5, the deadly Kentucky school shooting. At number 4, Trump at Davos. At number 3, the FBI texts case. At number 2, the DACA status, and that's tied with immigration policy. And at number 1, we have the Trump-Russia probe, and that is tied with the Mueller-Trump interview. And the people on the survey, at number 10, a couple of quarterbacks facing off next week, Tom Brady and Nick Foles. At number 9, Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. Melania Trump is at 8. Number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas. At number 6, Larry Nassar, and the judge in that case, Rose Marie Aquilina. At number 5, John Kelly. At number 4, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Chuck Schumer occupies number 3, Robert Mueller at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. Another wild week in this place we call reality.
The United States of America. Okay, number 6 on the people list is Larry Nassar. And number 6 on the stories list is him being sentenced. The judge says, I've just signed your death warrant.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who think that she has no business making comments. The judges in general have no business making comments about what they're doing. They just should, here's the sentence, hammer the gavel, case dismissed, case over, next. There are a lot of people who thought she was inveigling herself into this in a way that wasn't appropriate. So the appropriateness of his sentence isn't in question. It's how she conducted herself. And then there is the president of Michigan State University who's been fired because of her involvement covering up what Nassar did there. She's been fired, but they're going to pay her $750,000 a year salary. So how do you how is that damaging? What is that? What does that do for anybody's credibility? But a lot of these schools where this stuff is going on, the alumni, they cough up a lot of dough to support the school. They're just saying, hey, we're not supporting this anymore. That's what they did at Penn State, man. And you'd think that some of these people, especially these college presidents, would learn from what happened elsewhere. But apparently they don't, Michael.
No, you just said a lot of things. I'll react, to some of the aspects of what you said. First of all, judges do give their reasons for things, and judges do have the right to explain their decisions.
Well, she didn't explain it. She just said, I just signed your death warrant, which death sentence. I just don't think it's appropriate. That's why I said what I did, but please take it away.
You don't think that this particular case, this particular character, what this represents at this time in history, doesn't warrant some type of special attention, explanation, and action on the part of the judge?
I think him and his heinous actions have spoken for themselves. I think that he is a cur, and if people aren't getting the message from looking at the 4 days of those 155 women testifying in court as to what he did, I mean, how much more? What are you, the judge is a grandstander. I just find it abhorrent. The jurisprudence system in our country is being scrutinized like it never has been before for a lot of reasons. Maybe it's a little thing. I just don't see any reason.
No. What you're citing is one of there is this debate out there, and it has been conducted in talk radio, which is the focus of our discussion, as to the appropriateness of this judge's action. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons that she's on the survey with Larry Nassar. There's a lot of people involved in this case, but she's the one, from a media standpoint, that has gotten a lot of attention this week in terms of conversation. My own personal opinion is that this is one of the most appalling, outrageous news stories of the last 10, 15, 20 years, if this were a different time and there weren't as many stories going on, you know, that flare up like Roman candles and light up our radar screens and then disappear after 2 days or 1 day or 2 hours, this story would be up there as big as OJ. This would be a huge, huge story. It's monumental in terms of how many aspects of society and the human nature it encompasses. Based on that, I think that she was the right judge at the right time. This is just my personal opinion. I certainly understand what you're saying, and I do think it's a problem when there have been judges that grandstand. Do you remember the crazy judge? I bet you forgot completely, as most people have, about that case about approximately 12 years ago when the famous actress, model, red carpet, Page Six gal, I bet you don't even remember her name, died of an overdose of drugs in Hollywood, Florida, and there was this whole big case between her and the estate of her 80-something-year-old husband and the adopt. Do you remember her? Can you name her name real quick without looking at Google?
No, I can't, but I can see her.
It's hard.
Big hair.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Blonde.
Anna Nicole.
Yep.
And it's like, wow, ancient history. But the judge was putting on a show. He was auditioning to become a media judge.
Yeah.
A lot of people claim that the judge and a lot of the characters in the OJ case.
Like Judge Judy, that sort of thing.
Judges have shows, at Gene Pirro.
Yeah.
Larry Elder had a grandstanding
on TV for a while.
And that wonderful referee from boxing, Mills Lane, the late Mills Lane, he became a judge. He had a show.
Judge Wapner.
It all goes back to Judge Wapner started that.
Yeah.
So judges, you know, when they get on TV, they get a big case, they suddenly go crazy.
You remember what was the judge's name from the OJ trial? See how well you remember that one.
Judge Ito,
right. Remember, he didn't have a clue what was going on. He became an instant celebrity overnight and didn't really know how to do it. Mm-hmm. He was so flummoxed by it, he made some serious mistakes as the conduct of the trial was going on, but he became a media star.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a role there.
So we could do a top 10 media judges, you know. But Rosemarie Aquilina, I don't know. There's something about her that, and this case is so raw. The Olympic Committee is corrupt. The Olympics are corrupt.
Right.
Major universities are corrupt.
The U.S. Olympic Committee. The U.S. Olympic Committee has given the gymnastics team an ultimatum. All of the directors of the board have to resign by next week, or the organization will lose its certification. And this is all because of what went on with Larry Nassar. This is the continuing story.
This is a watershed moment. You cannot be complicit. You cannot be an enabler. If you work in a company, if you work in an organization, if you are at a school, any type of bureaucracy, if somebody comes to you and says that there is a problem here, somebody is acting illegally, somebody is abusive, somebody is a bully, somebody is a pedophile, you've got to take it seriously. The problem is that people are so afraid of protecting their jobs in these corporate environments that they make the wrong decision and they cover up, they enable the villain, and this has got to stop. And this is such an egregious example of it. As far as universities are concerned, they've become nothing more than money-grubbing businesses. They operate without... I think every time I examine one of these things, most of today's colleges and universities operate for the profit motive way beyond the educational motive.
It's all about the money, the athletics, all of that sort of thing, and there's no concentration. Look at what these athletes get away with. Never mind the people that are running the school. These athletes at the big school like Stanford, the kid that raped, he was, what, a swimmer or something, and the judge let him off with a three-month sentence, and the people in town wanted to hang the judge up by his thumbs. That kind of outrageous stuff. It just goes on and on and on and on and
on. Look at the story that was big a couple of years ago with the football superstar and beloved pitchman Peyton Manning. Mr. Goody Two Shoes. It came out that he may not have been such a goody two shoes when he was a big star on the Tennessee team. The Tennessee Volunteers, I think they're called.
Yeah.
He got away because the values have to be examined. But this guy, Larry Nassar, a monster. Total monster.
Looking at him.
Having a monster-killing judge is kind of appropriate from a standpoint of symmetry. That's just my take on it, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, you brought me around a little bit there, Michael. Thank you. That was very impassioned and true to form. That's why these conversations with somebody like Michael, who's so connected to talk radio in so many different ways, makes for a great discussion. That's why he's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where it's 19 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After the hour.
We just did a great show. Oh, we should not do that.
23 past the hour. Well, we should. We have a podcast of, maybe we ought to do our podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We should include some of the outtakes. You and I having our conversations. Yes, right.
I normally don't like to do that. I feel it burns up good material, but sometimes
Right. We usually don't rehearse anything here, as you can probably tell. We're at 24 at the hour. Talk Radio Count down the top stories, top people. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I was sort of just driving around this business of the Olympic Committee. Did you hear that the Secret Service somehow and the FBI with texts started a rumor that Putin is going to put out another beefcake calendar?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Why would there be? Why would the FBI be texting information about a Putin beefcake calendar? Don't we have enough for these guys to do? Following Putin and seeing what he's really doing.
Well, we don't know if it's true. It might be fake news. Putin's Russia might be the ones putting out the rumor that the FBI is putting out the rumor that Putin is going to do a beefcake calendar.
Okay.
Putin likes to go around naked. He's sort of like a little quasi-exhibitionistic.
I think you might be right. Yeah.
Did you see him? They recently had a religious ceremony in Russia where they all take their vows and are plunged into ice cold water, and people line up to do that. It's a form of baptism.
Vows? You mean wedding vows?
No. It's a religious ceremony. Oh. It's a church thing in the Russian Orthodox Church, and they line up and they take turns going into a frozen lake that is cordoned off, and they go underwater, and it's freezing. The temperature outside is below freezing, and they're all in bathing suits, and they go underneath, they come out, and then they wrap themselves in a blanket, and they run off frozen. Putin was in that, and he did it, you know, and there he was in his bathing suit. Could you picture Trump in a bathing suit doing something like that.
Well,
you know, whether you like Putin or not, he's sort of got this whole shtick going where he's this rugged man, mm-hmm. and he, you know, riding a horse, you know, bare shirted, you know, bare top or whatever they call mm-hmm. it when a man takes off
bare
his shirt.
Back.
Bare chested, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, I just find Putin from that standpoint. I guess the word is interesting. He's an interesting character.
He reminds me of Audie Murphy. Do you remember Audie Murphy, the war hero from World War II, became a movie star?
He
reminds me, his look and his manner. It's like he's trying to portray some Western cowboy. He's so desirous of being an American. It's really very interesting to watch. His whole thing isn't about going after America, but being an American, looking like an American, sounding like an American, acting like an American. I think that's his whole demeanor is built out of his quest to live like an American.
It's sort of like a Kevin Spacey character, you know.
Well, I hadn't thought about it.
Hey, maybe Putin is sexual preferences that we don't even know about.
Well, I think there is that rumor that floats around. There are also rumors about him bumping off some of his ex girlfriends. Because he holds the power there. He wields the same kind of power that Saddam Hussein did, or in terms of Hitler, the people who rule.
Putin has shown us a lesson that how, under the guise of a democracy, remember the Soviet Union fell apart, became a democracy, mm-hmm. and then
right.
it results in Putin. In a democracy, you can still have a dictator.
Right, exactly. Vote for me or I'll shoot you. That's the slogan, and that's what Saddam got away with. Well, here we have a democracy in the Middle East. Look at this shining star, Iraq, and its democratic leader, Saddam Hussein. Nobody bought that. 28 minutes after the hour, as we're talking about the world of News Talk Radio on the talk.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Yes, it is. Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour here. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Our weekly get-together at 34 past the hour. We're going through the stories, not necessarily in any order. As the ideas come to us, we are happy to subtly spread our sweetness, as it were.
Oh.
Isn't this nice? All right, now.
Yes, lovely.
Yes,
we're spreading sweetness to the world.
Yes, we are. Super Bowl 52. And the entrapments, the Eagles, there's a player that says he has never watched a Super Bowl. One wonders how that's possible if you're a great football player or a fan. Have you seen in your lifetime every Super Bowl every year? You're a big football fan, so what do you claim here?
I do not know if I've seen every Super Bowl. I've seen most of them. I have not seen all of them because sometimes I'm angry.
My team isn't in it. Well, but your team's in it this year, so you're going to be angry about it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, my team is in it, and, you know, obviously I'm going to watch this one. I have, in one way or another, consumed either radio or television, I would say 95% of every New England Patriots game since 1986.
Have you really? I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. When I say consumed, I mean, you know, we caught some of it on the radio,
yeah.
Watched some of it on TV, caught the end of one. You know, I haven't watched the whole things.
Yeah.
When I was recently in London, I missed it completely. Couldn't find a place to watch it. Didn't have the right app with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed a Monday Night Football game. But maybe I've missed three or four of them over the years. I enjoy following them, but I can't watch every game. You know, life gets in the way. I'm not a fanatic. I sound like a fanatic, but I'm not. Super Bowls have been known in the past to be boring. There are some that were blowouts, but lately, yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Every Super Bowl the Patriots are in is a nail biter. whether they win or lose. This is going to be a good one. They're going to they're up against a really tough team in Philadelphia.
Are they going to win? You putting book on it?
No, I never do that. I never know who's going to win. I would never bet. I don't bet. I'm not into that. And I never believe the odds. The odds to me have no meaning. There's an old saying in sports, that's why they play the games. Anything can happen. As a matter of fact, the reason sports is so popular, it's probably the only form of entertainment, and it is entertainment. It's the only form of entertainment where you really don't know how it's going to end, where you really don't know what the result will be. Reality TV is all fake. It's all directed. It's scripted. Movies are scripted. Shows are... But sports is a form of entertainment that...
You don't think there's ever a fix on a game?
Oh, I do.
Activity.
I do, but we don't. But the fix is corrupt. It's not something that's part of the structure and fabric of it. And even the fix doesn't always work. Mm-hmm. If there is a fix, it's not like the WWE where it's a scripted setup.
Yeah.
It's a corrupt referee, or mm-hmm. or they try to make maybe the rulings go in one favor or the other. In basketball, it's easy to do that because when two guys collide, one guy gets the blame, the other one doesn't. It can go either way. Football, it's a little bit more obvious. I mean, there are conspiracy theories that the NFL favors the Patriots when, in fact, that's not true. That's just a conspiracy theory. If anything, the NFL hates the Patriots, as evidenced by
what they did with the ball thing last year.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And would you be surprised if I told you I have never watched a Super Bowl?
You know, because you're not that kind of person. There are people out there who are. No, you're not a sports guy. I have a lot of friends that I kid them mercilessly that, you know, how can you possibly be a part of this culture and understand people and everything if you don't at least have a handle on sports, because sports is such a part of American pop culture. But I certainly understand it. It's just not your cup of tea.
Mm-mm. No, I find it to be... I don't like... the outcome as far as what it does to the people who play the game, although now I'm a little bit more on board with those who say, look, these people sign a contract, they know what they're going in, they're getting into, there's enough research that's been done, if you're going to take all that money, you know there are consequences, so you may be not well off, your family will be well off if they take care of the money that you've earned, but believe me, when you go into the field and you think you're not going to get hurt, watch an episode. It's funny. I don't like watching the games, but the show that The Rock is in called Ballers. Have you ever seen that? It's done down in South Florida. It's quite a good show. It tells you a lot about the game and the characters that are in the game. And I find that is more interesting to me because like to know about people. I'm very interested in people that are doing whatever they're doing.
Some of the best sports events I've ever seen have been in movies. Look at the boxing matches that have been choreographed in the Rocky films. You could never see that in real life. They would both be dead. No human being could withstand that.
Do that stuff, Well, that's true of most of the fights in the movies, too. When you look at how these guys kick each other in the head and around, then they get up and walk away.
Right. They make comebacks. They're beaten to a pulp, and then they come back. They don't come back in real life. In real life, in a boxing match, you get knocked down a couple of times, they stop the fight.
If you watch the new movie that Liam Neeson is in, The Commuter, the fights in there and how they practically murder each other and they keep getting up. And going back, it's foolishness.
Well, do you remember old Hollywood that guys would get knocked unconscious in a bar fight or somebody would hit somebody over the head with a pipe? They'd be laying there cold, and then they'd wake up and get back and start in real life, you'd be hospitalized. Or people would be shot, and there never was blood or gurgling or all the disgusting things that happen.
Or
they just fall down. And that's it.
Well, there was a policy when we were kids. The television shows that were on, The Lone Ranger and Gene Autry and Hopalong Cassidy, there was a credo in Hollywood that did not allow for any blood to be shown or anybody really to be hurt. Nobody ever got killed. They'd shoot the gun out of their hand or they'd wing them supposedly in the shoulder. But nobody ever died, and you never get shown any blood. That was the...
Which in a way desensitized a generation of kids to the dangers of violence.
Well, don't you think that's the case now? Desensitization.
Both sides.
Violence with all those videos?
Well, yeah, but both sides desensitize. Too much violence desensitizes, and not enough violence desensitizes. If you just think you could shoot somebody. You know, well, I've often mentioned that, you know, we used to wear guns as toys with caps.
Yes.
And having a gun and a holster was part of the average baby boomer kid. That was part of your attire. As a matter of fact, go back to YouTube. Go back to YouTube and check out some of the old Mickey Mouse clubs in the Annette Funicello era. They wore holsters with guns. The kids. It looks so bizarre. They may as well smoke cigarettes.
So we didn't have deadly shootings like the situation. Number five this week on the countdown is the Kentucky shooting. The number of shootings that have taken place this year, this calendar year, this school year, were in the dozens. And they don't even report them anymore because they're so commonplace. And so is what we've just been talking about, has that contributed to the desensitization or the requirement that people who are off balance think they have to get a gun to straighten out whatever the problems are?
Probably has. The question is, you know, do we stop having free expression because of the handful, the relative handful of nuts in our society? Mm-hmm. And the answer is probably yes, but look at the cost. You know, there are places where we just come up with these unanswerable questions of balance. You know, free expression versus inspiring some nutcase out there to make a fantasy a reality. There's no answer. These are the problems that we wrestle with. And that's why the pendulum swings up and back. We're never going to find the exact price, the perfect happy balance. But the pendulum will always keep moving up and back about these things. We'll go through periods where we're prudish and we're into flower power and love. And then we'll go through periods where we're militant and we're brutal. All based upon the circumstances and that elusive thing called the public mood.
Pretty amazing stuff. All right, we're going to spend the remainder of our time talking about Trump, Sean Hannity, and the connection talk radio has to the president as we look at the current slate of items that are affecting us or that we are involved in. So that continues in a moment here. First, a reminder about how to go about getting the best night's rest you possibly could get. And that's at the hands of the folks at MyPillow, a great American story. Mike Lindell, who is the one who came up with this product, he couldn't get a good night's sleep, and he went and bought a whole bunch of pillows at the department stores and Bed Bath & Beyond, and he couldn't find a pillow that he liked. So he used a little of his Yankee ingenuity and crafted a pillow which has now become the standard for MyPillow. They've sold 25 million of these puppies. And they keep making, they got a factory in Minnesota, 1,500 people working 24 hours a day to meet the orders for MyPillows, travel pillows, accessory pillows, seat cushions, pillow cases, pet beds, you name it, they have them, and the deals are fabulous. MyPillow.com/DJV. Use the promo code DJV when you order online, online at MyPillow.com. Not only for the two for the price of one pillow, they're premium pillows, buy two, pay for one. That's a great deal. But the benefits of having all of these other pillows and the way you can buy things, if you spend enough money, they'll finance your purchase. It's really a fabulous place. Where else can you go to buy linens and pillows and finance them? MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Go there, enjoy yourself, spend some time, check out their guarantees, how the pillows are made. It's a very good customer service company as well, known far and wide as one that really stands by the product. So get them and enjoy them. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Noda. Some early-stage breast cancer patients now have a much faster, more convenient treatment option.
Those with early-stage breast cancer, small tumors that measure less than about an inch in size, and they're estrogen receptor positive, who also have no evidence of any clinical lymph node involvement, may be eligible for this approach.
Breast surgeon Dr. Tina Hyken says that patients undergo a lumpectomy and then receive a form of radiation therapy known as brachytherapy during 10 sessions over 5 days.
So it can be very focused and given exactly where it needs to be, but right at that lumpectomy cavity. So just in that part of the breast where the breast tumor was, and avoiding all the other quadrants of the breast.
For now, Dr. Hyken says this regimen is limited to women 50 and older, but that could expand to younger patients in the future. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the top 10 stories, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Super Bowl 52 at number 10, as usually is the case, sports talk radio, things that are being yacked about there sort of bleed over at news talk radio. Number 9, the nominations for the Oscars and the Oscar telecast. I have mixed emotions about that, and I think that many other people do as well. Number 8, North Korea. What's going on there? The connection to the South Korean Olympics. Number 7 was Michael Pence, vice president in the Middle East this past week. Number 6, the judge and the statement, Rosemary Aquilina, the sentencing of Larry Nassar. Deadly shooting in Kentucky, number 5. Number 4, the president making an appearance at the World Economic Conference in Davos. FBI and their cases, there are all kinds of stuff, things going on with the FBI this week, kind of interesting. Number 2 is the immigration policy discussion, and number 1, whether or not Trump was thinking about firing the probester, Mr. Mueller. That's the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 46 after the hour with the countdown, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Sean Hannity is one of the people in this business that we care about a great deal. There are all kinds of stories we can tell, both you and I can tell. That's not the import here. The important thing is to sort of have you describe at the moment what's going on in his affinity for Donald Trump, and how, with the discussion of Mueller or Dava, whatever it is, he's on top of it. So I don't see there's any danger in this. A lot of times people say, well, you get too closely aligned with one person or one philosophy is not good. How do you read this, Michael?
Well, for some people, it doesn't work. For Hannity, it's working great because Hannity is very, very close to the president. And let's face it, for an entertainment medium that has no influence, and I say that in quotes, talk radio remains very consequential. And that is because of largely Sean Hannity's role. Sean Hannity is about as influential as any talk show host can be. And as a result, he's polarizing. And as a result, he is controversial. And as a result, he has a lot of enemies, not just out there in the public and in politics, but even in the media. So he does a high wire.
The New York
act.
Times is the,
you know,
the latest,
but I mean,
to take a shot at him.
Look, from a standpoint of the broadcasting business, and, you know, the angle that we approach this show, a behind-the-scenes look at talk radio from inside the industry, right, Hannity's flying high because he's important. Right. He's up there in the conversation as a newsmaker, And he's doing it from the platform of a talk show. So he's flying high. But does he have to suffer? He has to suffer the controversy that sometimes he's wrong, sometimes he has to take it back, sometimes his support of Trump blows up in his face. Yeah, but look at what he gets for it. He's all over the news. He's important. His ratings are high. And he has influence over the president. So it's a mixed bag. And I'd say, all in all, Hannity's flying higher than he's ever flown before, but it comes with a price.
Yeah, and that's it. Understand that it comes with a price. He's back and forth in social media. But this is the old business is, spell my name right. I don't care what you say. Just get my name right. That's what the best publicity is all about. So that certainly will continue. As we continue every week here, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine and Michael Harrison, 10 minutes before the hour.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Special now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He's the man behind Scamicide.com. I was hesitating there for a second because I was just, as I introduced you, Steve, there's a story about the Social Security numbers of children being sold on the dark web.
Yeah.
And one wonders how this is a scam and a half. There are all kinds of aspects to this, illegal ramifications, what it does to credit. If you're, you know, you may not wake up to the fact your Social Security number has been stolen until you're a teenager or until you try to borrow some money. And so this thing, child identity theft, 51 times higher with children than with adults.
Yeah, this is an interesting thing that a lot of people are not aware of. Is, you know, we know about the dangers of identity theft for adults, but for children, it is not only a greater risk and likelihood, but what happens is you have to get a social security number when a child is born, identity thieves steal these, and like you said, the child doesn't find out because they're not dealing in the world of creditors. until perhaps they're like 18, maybe getting financial aid for school or trying to get a job or a car loan, and then suddenly they have to fix up a mess that may have been going on for years. So what some security company just realized is now it's descending not just from young kids, maybe kids in school where their social security numbers are being stolen, but infants. And the dark web is that part of the internet where criminals buy and sell goods and services. And so it's been found that this is a real problem now. Now, some states actually will allow you to freeze the credit of a minor. But these credit reporting agencies, who I consider lowest of the low, generally won't allow anyone to freeze a child's credit report because they won't allow a credit report for someone under 16. So I think there's about 18 or 20 states now compel the credit reporting agencies to allow parents to set up credit reports and freeze them for their kids.
All right, so let me just keep going here. One of the reasons that you come on the program every week as a lawyer is to overview some of the legal aspects of the items that have legal connections on the countdown. The Mueller-Trump situation. He, according to fake newsery, that's what Trump says it is.
Yeah.
The whole business about trying to fire him. Legally, all I do is go back to when Nixon fired, what was the guy's name? Albacore Turkey or whatever his name. What was that guy's name?
Oh, my God. The special. I can
remember?
Picture him, too.
Yeah, me too.
Because he was replaced by Leon Jaworski. What happened was Nixon wanted to fire the special prosecutor, and the attorney, Nixon didn't have the power. The attorney general did. The attorney general said, I won't do it. So Nixon said, I want your resignation. He resigned. The assistant attorney general wouldn't do it. He resigned. Finally, it was later Justice Bork who did it, who ended up losing a Supreme Court seat because of that. It's up to the Attorney General to do that, and frankly, not even this Attorney General, because Jeff Sessions has already taken himself out of the running. But certainly the President could pressure the Assistant Attorney General to do so, who has publicly indicated he is not inclined to do that.
All right, the settlement, if you will, the sentencing of Larry Nassar, she said, Rosemary Aquilina said, I've signed your death warrant.
Yeah.
I thought she was way out of place making some of the comments that she did. It was almost like she was trying to become a media star or something. Am I right or wrong on that?
Well, I don't know if you're right or wrong, Doug, but your impressions were exactly mine. I mean, these were horrendous crimes, and they were. But your response was exactly mine. She's a judge here. And her job was to sentence appropriately, not to give some kind of comment for the cameras. And I got the exact same thing. It was, you committed these crimes. They are heinous crimes. Here is what you should receive as a sentence. All the rest of that posturing, I thought was for the cameras. I thought was inappropriate as a judge.
Yeah, I didn't think it had any play in this thing at all. Okay, don't forget, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, scamaside.com is the website where you can go use it as a reference. We're talking about these Social Security numbers, but there are all kinds of things. Every day, every hour, every minute, there is something going on. So you keep yourself abreast by going to scamaside.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Douglas W. Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you talk, your name will hear you every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.